a son. His name is Emmanuel Wanga. He's 10 years old. He'll be turning 11 next June. So I'm so excited and humbled for the privilege given to share the word of God in Christ Jesus. And I pray that at the end of it, God will speak to us, God will encourage us. So first thing, we're just going to share a song together. Pass me, oh gentle, pass me not, oh gentle Savior. But I'm going to sing it in Tonga. That is my mother language. Like Pastor has already said, it's Mother's Day, so I'm dedicating this song to every mother out there. It's a wonderful song. It's a song that has ministered to me and also to my family in Christ Jesus. So pass me not, oh gentle Sylvia. In Tonga, it means Nagomba Utandi Indiridi. Pass me not, oh gentle Sylvia.
Good morning, ABC. I'm really grateful joining you from Zambia, in particular Ndola City. My name's Oswald Mwanga, and I'm married to Mudenda Mwanga. And together the Lord has blessed us with a son who is 11 years old, Emmanuel Mwanga. And I'm a fourth year theology student at Evangelical University here in Ndola, and I'm also doing my internship within Ndola. May I take this opportunity to say thank you to the leadership of the church for granting me this opportunity to share the word of God. I'm really humbled and I'm so excited to share this word to you. And my prayer is that at the end of it, the Lord will speak to you, the Lord will bless you, the Lord will encourage you. When the first case of corona was recorded in Zambia, we were so afraid. We did not know what to do. Everything came to a stew. Schools were closed and some of our towns were locked down due to the pandemic. We were afraid. We did not know what to do. Church, come with me to the book of Isaiah 41 verses 10. As we will be considering a theme, living a fearless life in God. Living a fearless life in God. Isaiah 41 verses 10. We're only going to read one verse this morning. And the Bible says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah is called the book of salvation. The name Isaiah simply means Yahweh is my salvation, or Yahweh is the source of salvation. The book of Isaiah is divided into two parts. The first 39 books of Isaiah contains a strong message of judgment against Judah and a call to repentance and holiness. And the last 27 chapters of Isaiah contains God's message of forgiveness, consolation, and hope. God speaks through the prophet Isaiah, revealing his plans of blessings and salvation, and through the coming Messiah. Our portion of scripture under consideration is taken from the second part of the book of Isaiah, with a message of hope and consolation. Church, believers can live a fearful life in God. Believers can live a fearful life in God. Or believers can live a fearless life in God. But one may ask a question, how? Church, all believers ought to live fearless lives in God because of the following assurances outlined in Isaiah 41 verses 10. The first assurance that we see from this book that we have read, or from this verse that we have read, the first assurance is that God is with us. God is with us. Observe with me verses 10a. Verses 10a. The Bible says, so do not fear. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed, for I am with you. I am with you. Israel is in captivity in Babylon, and God speaks through the prophet Isaiah. He commands them not to be afraid. This is a commandment that is coming from God, and God speaks through the prophet Isaiah. He commands them that do not be afraid. He assures them of his presence. He says, for I am with you. Fear not, I am with you. The fear that is being talked about in this portion of scripture is the fear that weakens our faith. The fear that weakens our faith. Fear that makes us ineffective in the kingdom of God. This is the fear that is being talked about. The fear that makes us ineffective in the kingdom of God. He does not end there. Isaiah continued to speak. He says, do not be dismayed. Do not be dismayed. He commands them. God speaks through Isaiah. He commands them, he says, do not be dismayed. In the original language, it means to look about as one who is in distress, one who is in danger, and the one who is in terror. This is what God is speaking through the prophet Isaiah. He says, do not be dismayed. Do not be into distress. Do not be afraid. The sense here is that Israel should be calm. Israel should be calm and not worry of anything. This is the sense. Why? Because of the presence of God the Creator. The one who is above all things. The one who is before all things. The one who is in control of all things is with them. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am with you. Isaiah 43, verses 2, the Bible says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt. The flames will not set you ablaze. This is the assurance that is coming from God. He says, I will be with you. There is a hymn that we sing here in our church, in our local language. It says, Jesu ulame, meaning that God is with us and I will not be afraid. God is with me. Church, knowing that God is with us every step of the way gives us comfort. It gives us as comfort that God is with us every step of the way. Not only does it give us comfort, it also gives us confidence that God, who is all presence, all present, is with us. The second assurance that we see from this portion of scripture that we have read from Isaiah 41 verses 10, is that God will strengthen us and help us. God will strengthen us and help us. Observe with me verses 10b, the Bible says, I will strengthen you and help you. I will strengthen you and help you. This means that to be strengthened, it means to make one to be strong, to make one to be bold, to make one to be courage. This means that God will make Israel to be courageous. God will make Israel to be bold. God will make Israel to be strong. He will strengthen them. God is the present helper, the one who cares for Israel. He is not far away from them. He is near. I love what the psalmist says. Psalms 47 verses 1, the Bible says, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present helper in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear. I will not fear. Hebrews 13 verses 6, the Lord, the Bible says, so we will say with confidence, so we will say with confidence that the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. He will strengthen me. This reminds me of a time that we lost our baby some 2 months ago. I remember a friend of mine who called me 2 in the morning. He called me, he says, where are you? I told him, I'm home. He came. At that time, church, I was broken. My spirit was crushed. I was almost losing direction. He came to me and he began to encourage me. He began to strengthen me in the Lord. At the time when I was weak, my weakest moment in life, he began to encourage me. He began to strengthen me in God. Church, God's strength is revealed in us when we are in our weakest points.
God's strength is revealed more in our weaknesses. When we are weak, when we are thinking that all is gone, when we are thinking that everything about us is no more, that is when God reveals his strength in us. God's strength enables us to endure and not to faint. The strength of God enables us to endure, to continue moving, even when we are thinking that we cannot continue. But his strength enables us to endure and not to faint. God is the present helper. God is the ever-present helper in times of trouble. He will strengthen you. I may not know what you are passing through. I may not know the situations that you are passing through in life. This is the word of the Lord. God's strength is revealed more in your weakest point in life. And I pray that God is going to strengthen you. God is going to help you. God is the ever-present helper in times of trouble. God is the ever-present helper in time of trouble. This morning, we are considering a theme, living a fearless life in God. Living fearless lives in God. And the first assurance that we see from the portion of scripture that we have read is that God is with us. Believers should not fear. Believers should not fear because God is with us. The second assurance that we see from the portion of scripture is that God will strengthen us and help us. This takes us to our last assurance from the portion of scripture. The last assurance why believers must live fearless lives in God. The Bible says, God will uphold you. The last assurance is that God will uphold us as believers. Observe with me verses 10c. I'll read the whole portion of scripture just for the sake of context. The Bible says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. The last part it says, I will uphold you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. To uphold, church, in this context, it means to support, to lay hold of, and to enable one to bear all trials. This is what God is saying. He's saying, I will uphold you. I will support you. I will lay hold of you. I will enable you to bear all your trials. And not only that, he says, with my righteous right hand. With my righteous right hand. Church, the right hand speaks of strength. The right hand speaks of God's sustenance. The right hand speaks of the Lord's faithfulness. The right hand speaks of the Lord's provision. Some time back, I was chased from class because I did not have tuition fees. It was really painful for me to see my friends in class. It was very difficult. I took time to pray that the Lord should come through. And our school policy says if you miss class for 2 weeks, you will forfeit the term. I remember the first week I did not go in class. The second week, on a Monday, I was still out. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that is only the time that I entered class. We saw the hand of the Lord. The Lord Almighty, the righteous right hand of God provided for us. Church, God's hand never ages. The hand of God never ages. The hand of God never gets tired. Hence, He will protect us. Hence, He will provide for us. Hence, He will touch our deepest moments when we are feeling so low. The hand of the Lord will touch us. The hand of the Lord is our covering. He will defend us. He will deliver us. He will heal us from all kinds of diseases. This is the hand of the Lord. I may not know what you are passing through. I may not know the challenges of life that we are passing through. But this is the word of the Lord. This is the assurance of God, is that He will uphold you with His righteous right hand in the name of Jesus. ABC Church, this is the word of the Lord. God will uphold you. God will uphold you with His righteous right hand. Even as we are concluding this morning, church, believers must live fearless lives in God. Believers ought to live fearless lives in God because of the following assurances outlined in Isaiah 41, verses 10. The first assurance that we see from this portion of scripture is that God is with us. God is with us. The second assurance that we see from this portion of scripture is that God will strengthen us. No matter what we are passing through, God will make us strong. He will strengthen us. Last but not the least, the assurance that we see from this passage of scripture is that God will uphold us. He will uphold us with His righteous right hand. In Jesus' name, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Even as we are going to sing together this hymn, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior." Pass me not, O Gentle Savior. This is a song that we are going to sing together. I will sing it in my own mother language, that is Tonga. And I believe you also join me in sing it in English. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh. Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.